listen to my mom and dad on Ball and Chain.
Get to start the show without having to listen to you complain about something.
I didn't complain. I just made a suggestion. No, I made a statement of what I wanted. That's what I did.
Is this thing even picking me up?
And then I made a suggestion. It sounds like it. Stop. Yes, stop.
Hello. Is this thing on? I'm really quiet. Oh, look, there's the dog. Why do you even come in here without the dog?
I don't know, but I didn't shut the door all the way. So
that's my point. You know she's going to come in. Now the dog does this thing where she like spends 15 minutes trying to figure out how to jump up in the chair.
It's because I don't sit normal.
You have to admit she's dumb.
That was pretty smart the way she just got up there. No, it was like an obstacle course.
An obstacle course to jump up on the chair and
up
then jump
this
in your
way
lap.
And then up this way. And it was very smooth.
Oh, she's intelligent. She's so smart. Yesterday we were moving a love seat out of the garage and she kept running under your feet. After you stepped on her, she still kept running under your feet. She's so brilliant.
She is.
You're the smartest dog ever.
She's just masochistic.
She's stupid.
She knows what she likes.
There ain't a bright bone in that dog's body. You know, I will give you one thing. I didn't like your old dog, but at least he was smart. Frisco
was a smart
dog. He was a very smart dog. Conniving little effer, but he was smart.
I miss him. Oh.
I don't. I do miss Shakespeare, though. Well, I don't.
When did these come?
Lord, I don't know. Hello. I'm Jason.
Hi, I'm Heather.
You can call me Jay.
You can call me Heather.
Tell you what you can call her.
Oh.
Welcome to Ball and Chain, the show where I put up with you for an hour every week. Are you going to keep looking at coupons and Kroger flyers?
I just wanted to know if it was already rifled through, and it is. Apparently, I left them down here because I took the coupons out already.
It would appear that way. So let's talk about what's been going on. What did we do this weekend? We went to my sister's.
Mm-hmm.
For
we played games.
Well, yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was Saturday night. There's a lot of gas in that place.
Oh, my gosh.
A lot of ripping going on.
It was horrible. Horrible.
But I don't have to sleep with Darren. So that's my brother-in-law.
Oh,
hi, Darren.
Man.
But that was fun. We do that every once in a while. My sister will just call us up because we're all poor. And so it's not uncommon to get a phone call like, hey, what are you guys doing tonight? Nothing. You guys want to come over and eat some dinner, play some games, which is really cool. We really enjoy that.
Yeah, I'd like to have people come over to our house sometime. I keep telling my cousins that we need to do that, but I just never. I'm good at saying I want to do something and really wanting to do it. But I'm not good about really making that happen.
About actually doing it. No.
And then I sit there and like, oh, we should have done it that day. That would have been a good idea.
How you want to place your bets how long it takes for our daughter to come in this room?
She's pretty engaged right now. I'm going to give it probably a good 20 minutes.
I can already hear them up there yelling and stuff. So
I think they're playing, though.
Yeah, but how long till their playing turns into one of them hurting the other one and them coming down to tell?
That's what I'm saying. Ah. Oh, man, I lost.
Let's get the Easter Bunny.
Isn't that great, people? It did okay. not even 2 minutes.
Shiloh, what did we talk about before I came downstairs? Yes,
Don't come in that much. Go on.
All right, go.
We'll be out in a little bit.
Don't lick the picture. Don't lick the picture. It will ruin the ink.
Don't lick the picture.
It will ruin the ink. Don't
shut
do that.
The door. It's your baby.
It'll
don't
ruin the picture.
Turn that light off. Jeez, wait.
Gosh.
Not even 2 minutes. That's
I
awesome.
I really thought it was going to be longer
I'm so
than
good.
That.
And then Sunday, we got to get up and go to a Christmas play.
Which was a little bit of a fiasco, but I'm still really impressed. Morgan did a very good job.
Oh,
remembering
no, our
all
nieces,
their lines.
Our nieces were in it, and they were really good.
Morgan had the most speaking parts,
and Megan got to sing,
and she sang beautifully.
She
I
did.
Was shocked.
They were both really good.
I know. I was really shocked.
And,
I couldn't
and,
believe that voice.
And
was
two of the
out
boys
of
in it were really good.
Yes.
Out of like the 20 kids that were in it, everything else was
I felt
atrocious.
Sorry for that one boy, the older boy, he was obviously terrified.
It was atrocious. They didn't give these kids microphones, like one mic for everybody.
Yeah, and they had to keep passing it around. But one of the little boys who was doing a really good job kind of hogged the mic.
Our nieces both did really well.
Yeah, they did. They did.
And Megan had a lot of speaking roles.
Morgan
had a lot of speaking roles, and Megan got to sing. And I've never really heard her sing. She's got a good voice.
Oh, she does.
She really does.
I really was astounded.
But the play over, they were good. The play was not.
That was crazy.
I was about to just drift into La La
Land. I was a little preoccupied though, and then they're chanting.
I don't know what they're doing.
Like little evil children.
They are little evil children.
No, I was a little occupied, and then when I finally did kind of come around, I forgot to turn on silent. Sorry.
Apparently.
I was kind of on drugs, so. Oh, that's loud.
Well, yeah. When you put it closer to your microphone, it tends to get louder.
No, I picked it up. I forgot.
And moved it closer to your microphone. That's why it got louder. Yeah, I don't even know what I'm... Now I'm all off sidetrack. The dog's already asleep. I'm just going to beat it.
Because I'm a comfortable person.
It's ridiculous. And our daughter has continued on her path to getting in trouble here at the house. She,
No.
This is a good story. So, we've been grounded, no dessert for 2 days. She didn't even make it through the 2 days before she screwed up and got grounded for two more days. The day we let her off grounding, I'm sitting down in my office, and Heather comes in, and she says, how many? We had a bag of Reese Cups.
Actually, that's why she was grounded in the first place. Oh, no, never mind.
Like, full-size Reese Cups. She comes down, Heather comes down, how many of these did you eat? I'm like, over the weekend, I think 3 Reese Cups, I think, maybe something like that. And I gave Xander one for dessert, and you start counting. You're like...
There's two.
You're like, there's I count 7 then. I'm like, yeah. Well, there should be 14. So I walk up. She didn't hide it. I said, did you sneak Greasy Cups? And she said, yes. I said, how many? And she holds up 7 fingers.
Takes her a second. She's looking at her hands.
I'm like,
she
you ate 7 Reese Cups? Yes. Where's the wrappers? I put them in Xander's garbage can in his room. So 7 Reese Cups.
Well,
in one
at least
day.
She's figuring out, because she's been talking lately, I meant to tell you, about how if you lie, you get in more trouble. So
yeah.
She's hiding it. But when she's confronted with it, she'll tell you that she's wanting to tell you the truth so she doesn't get in as much trouble.
Yeah, that's true. But I hope she realizes she's still going to get in trouble.
Yeah,
7
she was
Reese Cups.
She was very, very upset.
I can't eat 7 Reese Cups.
I know. I eat 2, especially the way they're made now because they're different. But I eat 2 and I'm like, bleh.
Yeah, it's crazy. Her and the sneaking candy stuff has got to stop. We've tried everything, folks. If you have suggestions, please write us and tell us.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Show at pennycult.org. We've probably tried.
Slapping her hand doesn't work. Not
grounding
or
taking things away, like taking desserts away. Or
I have been eating her candy from the advent calendar in front of her and telling her how wonderful it is and how I'm sad that she's made these bad choices because she should be eating this. I even ate a nasty, cheap Santa Claus, which was gross.
You guys don't understand. Nothing bothers her. I mean, it bothers her for a few seconds, and then she just
because you know
care.
What she did? She looked at me. She goes, oh, but you can trust me this one time, but I know you won't. And I was like, no, I'm sorry because you made those bad choices, so I can't trust you.
I hope to God you don't talk to her like that. No, I'm sorry, but you made those bad choices.
I say those words.
So that's how you talk to the kids when you were a teacher. You don't talk to your own kids that way. Like, no, I don't trust you. You lie all the time. That's how I talk to the kids. Like, maybe if you didn't lie to me all the time, I would start trusting you. But you do lie, so no, I don't trust you. You know,
well,
I give you so much trust, you abuse it, I take it away. Now you have to earn it back. That's the way it works. That's how I talk to the kids. And as we learned the other day in the car, they love me more than you.
Yeah, apparently. That was some garbage.
I didn't put them up to it. No, I didn't put them up to that. I mean, they started saying that on their own. I was trying to help
you.
Yeah,
and then
Shiloh,
I know. And then Shiloh snuggles up to me like, you're my best mommy ever. I love you
so
much.
She came up, Xander,
like,
last,
yeah, whatever.
Xander walked up to me last night and said, you're the weirdest dad I've ever had. I said, I'm the only dad you ever had. He said, yeah, I know. Little turd. This coming weekend, we have... Your tastefully simple party.
Yes, and I'm very excited because there's a couple things I want.
There's going to be quite a guys there, which is odd. I don't know. These kind of parties are a girl thing to do. And now, girls, before you start your whole crap, well, no, it's okay for guys. I don't want to hear it.
I don't sound like
this
that.
Is this thing that women started doing where it's like, let's start making everything like co-ed. First thing I hate is if I ever hear you say the words co-ed baby shower and you want me to go, I'm going to throw something at you. No. I'm not going to a baby shower.
I wouldn't want a guy to baby shower. That would ruin the whole thing.
Men don't want to go to baby showers. That's
wedding showers, baby showers, those should just be for girls.
Right, and we don't want to go.
This is a little bit different. I mean,
whoever thought of this co-ed crap? I mean, we're not interested.
Some things are okay.
No, baby showers, wedding showers, these are things that women came up with for them. So don't try to drag us. We don't want to go.
I'm not going to try to drag you anywhere.
So men don't typically go to these parties, but this is tastefully simple. And you want to know how they get you? They get the guys to go, we make food and we'll give it to you to eat. Because all the stuff you're going to be selling there, most men aren't going to. Now, granted, Kevin's coming. My friend Casey from Geekin' News, he's coming. And he's a single guy, and he does like to cook occasionally stuff, so he might be interested in stuff. I might pick Mike up and bring him. He also likes to cook. And
he'd probably really like that.
Yeah, you ain't got no money, though. Michael, get a job.
Yeah.
Anybody in the Cincinnati area wants to hire a very pleasant human being. He's the sweetest person ever. He listens to the show, so I have to suck up.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. What was I saying? Oh, tastefully simple party. But it's going to be fun just because some of the people that are coming, I look forward to seeing and hanging out with.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
So, yeah, and then that's Saturday, and then
I'm a little nervous only because I invited all these people, and I didn't even stop and think, this is Erica's friend.
Who?
I met this girl that did Tastefully Simple, or that is doing the Tastefully Simple party through Erica. It's one of Erica's friends.
So why are you nervous?
Have you met some of the people that are coming? They're gonna
I've met all the
act
people
up
that
and everything. I don't know how
so?
What kind of person that she is.
Well, that's her problem to get over. I mean, she's going into people's houses and selling stuff if she can't deal with the way people
I'm sure she
cut
can,
up
but
and
she's Erica's friend. I feel bad for her.
I'm not sure what you're saying about your friends, but okay.
We can be a little
anyway. And then
off at times.
Sunday we're going to our friend Missy's house. Well, no, we can't. What are you? We can be a bit off sometimes. Where are we off?
It's like Ashley. She feels sorry for the Tupperware lady when I have a Tupperware party because of all of us getting together.
Well, she doesn't really feel sorry for it. She thinks it's funny. It's just an expression. I feel sorry for you. It's an expression. We're fun. Thank you. People come around us.
We can be a little overbearing in a fun way.
Not overbearing.
In a fun way, but yeah, sometimes.
I don't think you should talk anymore, because you're not making any sense.
I don't think you pay attention to how the rest of the, well, not the rest of the world, but how a lot of the rest of the world is.
I pay attention to almost how almost all the rest of the world is.
I have
is.
A feeling she's probably a very conservative
person.
We're
not talking about bringing people over to my dad's house to eat dinner. That's a different story altogether.
Yes, that is a different story altogether.
But a group of friends in a house cutting jokes and stuff, I don't really think she's going to be offended in any way, shape, or form by that. Especially
I think
when
you're taking this a whole lot more seriously
when
than what I intended it to be.
Especially when it's her job to go to people's houses and sell stuff.
One, I wasn't intending on this being a 10-minute conversation.
I imagine
and two,
she
I wasn't
meets,
meaning it nearly as serious as
you're
taking
whoever
it.
Intends, like, you know what, I think I'm going to go have a 10-minute conversation.
Yeah, but it was just an offhanded remark. That
but you can't make an offhanded remark. If I have an opinion, then I'm going to give it. What's
well, and that,
don't
that's
make the
fine.
Remark if you don't want my
opinion. But you're
opinion.
Taking it way more seriously than when I intended it.
Anyway, I'm sure she meets all kinds of people, and it's not like you... Well, yeah, but you put it out there and make it sound like we're a bunch of crude, like, butt cracks or something. We're not. We're very pleasant. People tend to meet me... Believe it or not, folks out there listening, people tend to meet me and like me. I tend to get along with people. I'd make lots of friends. It's just my way. And just to clear up some stuff
oh,
here.
Oh, gosh, because you're looking at me in that way. What?
No, I'm not looking at you in any way. My wife brings it to my attention that you guys probably all think I'm serious when I talk to her.
Oh.
I don't... Does anybody really think I talk to you? Like, I'm kidding around on the show. If they think I talk to you like this on a daily basis, they're nuts. Nobody would stay married if people acted like this. I mean, I do, but I'm very jokey all the time. Like, I'll look at my kids all the time and be like, I love. Like, I'll look at my son and be like, I love you more than Shiloh. And then I'll turn right around, look at my daughter and go, I love you more than Xander. And I'll look at my daughter, or like, I'll look at Xander and I'll be like, I love you. And then I'll look at Shiloh and go, not you so much. And she looks at me and goes, I know you're just kidding, Daddy. And I'm like, of course I'm kidding. That's just my nature. That's how I am all the time. I'm just real jokey and goofy. So I like to pick, like, Heather walk in and I'll be like, shut up, whore. But you know, I would never, ever say that sincerely.
I don't know what I would do if you were ever serious.
I would beat myself up if I was. I mean, you always laugh at me and hit me, and then we, you know, hug or something.
And it's never in front of the kids, which is
we're very playful. And so on the show, I'm very playful. I'm not. I mean, I mean the things I'm saying, but the tones I give are just.
You mean that I'm a whore?
I didn't say that. That was an example. I'm talking about the things I say on the show when we argue. I'm not playing devil's advocate.
Okay, I thought
I'm
you
not
saying,
picking
I'm
a
like,
side just to
so
argue.
So we were in the family room.
Like when
room
you
a
say I don't
ago.
Like pizza, that really is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I got a chicken sandwich for myself at Kroger. Yeah, that was pretty good.
And we ate frozen pizza.
Kids were so excited about that.
About frozen pizza?
Yes.
It's good, I guess.
Pizza!
The other thing that I want to bring up real quickly is we went over to my dad's last night for a little kind of impromptu dinner for my brother, Adam, who leaves tomorrow. By the time you've heard this, he's already left. He'll be in Fort Hood for about a month, a little over a month. And then he gets the joy and honor. Heather just unplugged her mic because she's an idiot.
There was a button. I wanted to know what it did.
It unplugs it. Don't.
Well, I wasn't expecting.
How many
that
times
to
do I gotta tell you not to touch buttons if you don't know what they do? Ooh, pull that cord up real fast. Never mind. You had it around the dog's throat. Anyway, after about a month and a half of being at Fort Hood, then he ships off to Afghanistan for a year. So, best wishes, prayers, all that to Adam. It's gonna be a bummer, him being gone, but.
Yeah, we're gonna collect some stuff and send it out to him and his troop for
Christmas.
He's
a mechanic. He works on the Chinook.
Helicopters.
The Chinook, the big double propellered, one of the biggest and I believe the fastest helicopter around. It's pretty big. So he'll be on the base pretty much most of the time he's out there, but he'll be there for a year. So he's got three kids, and he gets to leave right before Christmas. So prayers.
Three
and
kids
wishes.
And two of them with special needs. So that's going to be.
Send him out all your blessings. But we went over there last night, and they're going out to dinner tonight, but we had dinner last night with them.
For that.
But they're going out to a nice place tonight, a bunch of them, and we just didn't have the cash for that. Plus, we have a crap ton of things we got to get done tonight and tomorrow. Plus, I just didn't want to leave you people without a show because I love you that much.
Yeah, that was the reason.
That's it. But yeah, so like I said, thoughts, prayers, all that, please send to his family and everybody over there. You kind of got to say that, don't you? Screw the rest of them. I don't care about them, but my brother. Nah, he's serious, though.
No, that's what we're going to do. I'm going to buy some cheap stockings and send all those.
It's a lot different.
A bunch of stuff in the stockings.
It's a lot different when you know the person when it's that close to home, you know?
Yeah.
And you do. I've never met anybody else in his unit, but you feel kind of close to him just because you know for the next year that's going to be his family. And he can Skype us and stuff like that. But the problem is they're 10 hours time difference than us, so that could be interesting. I said maybe on a Friday, Saturday night when I'm up late watching movies or something, we'll Skype it. So it's cool. At least that's one of the big differences now between, you know, previous wars and whatnot is you can actually keep in touch. Not weeks for a letter. You can actually talk to them.
Yes.
On a regular basis. So because he'll be on Facebook and things like that. So he bought himself an iPad, too, so that he could watch movies, play games, and different things. So yeah. That's cool. We're going to miss him, though. Even if he can be a butt crack most of the time. Love him anyway. So, yeah. So, we have talked about dating. And we've talked about getting married.
A little bit.
And we've talked about how we met. And we talked about our first house.
Mm-hmm.
So, I thought it would be fun this week to tell the tale of my favorite child. My boy, Xander. I'm just kidding. I don't have a favorite child. I love both of them. He's my favorite boy, though.
Yes.
I love my kids equally the same. And Xander's way easier to deal with than Shiloh. That's just the truth of it. One, he's the firstborn, and the second one always seems to be a little bit more pain in the buttish, and he's a boy.
I was the easy kid.
And he's a boy. One, I understand him more, and two, he just doesn't give us nearly as much grief.
Well, Shiloh is a high-maintenance child.
Ugh, and then some. But she's very sweet. Yeah, she loves daddy, and, you know, that's... That's
she's
cool.
Got our next mommy Shiloh day all planned out too.
So we had been married for about 2 years.
Yes.
And we decided we were like, well, you know what? Maybe we should try having a kid. And Heather wanted 5.
We've been married for about a year when we started trying to have kids.
And I said, let's have one and see how that goes. Before we just be, like, talking 5, that's ridiculous. And I think even you would agree now 5 is ridiculous. And you do not want 5 children.
Yeah, especially for this house. How would that work?
Any house. Unless you're the freaking Duggars, nobody wants 5 kids. So, we started trying to have kids. And, you know, we talk about, when we tell people, we're like, oh, we tried to have kids, but it just wasn't happening. We didn't really try that long. I mean, people
tried
who are...
for about a year.
Nah, it wasn't even a year.
Yeah, because I went to the doctor right before we started trying.
Okay, let me help you. Let me help you with some math here. I was wrong when I said 2 years. Let me help you with some math. He's 8. We've been married for 2 years. You have to be pregnant for 9 months. Now, you do the math there. Are you working it?
I guess it was more we weren't using any protection.
You guys aren't here in the room. It's the best thing to watch her face, like, when it clicks, like, yeah, I guess what it was is it's like
because we weren't not trying to have kids the entire time we were married.
Huh? We weren't trying. We used protection a lot.
Not in the beginning. We didn't. We never did.
Yeah, we did almost all the time. I know this. Again, this is some things.
No, because it had been.
There's some things
a year.
I'd
That's
rather
why
not
we
talk
were...
about on the show, but I will if you want me to. Because I'm not embarrassed. It's just kind of gross, but...
No.
All right.
If it's gross, let's not talk about
that. I guess it's gross, but anyway. We use protection most of the time. Yes, you can shake your head all you want, but I know this. There are things I remember for specific reasons that I attach to other things, and so it recalls memories to me. And, well, I'll just say it. Sex is kind of gross, so I'm one of those weird guys that actually prefers using protection because it's less gross for me, and so I remember I always kind of wanted to unless we were trying, just because it's less gross. Now, a lot of guys aren't like that. Guys don't like using condoms and whatnot, but me, I'm kind of like, well, we haven't in a long time, but I'm just kind of like, I prefer it because it's less gross. It's easier to clean up. Anyway. So we decided to try, and just wasn't really happening. I mean, nothing was really happening. So we talked about it, and I was like, "Well, you know what? I was going back to college, and
I don't remember this conversation because we had tests scheduled. You the week after I found out.
Well, we had already
pregnant.
Had them scheduled, though. We had already had the tests scheduled when we. I mean, so we sat down, and I was like, you know. It's not a big deal. I was like, you know, I'm getting ready to go back to college. Maybe we should just wait. Maybe it's a sign telling us we should probably wait till I get done and everything. Anyway, I know this because it was like a week later after we talked about it, not even a week, where I got home. I was out with my sister. I even knew where we went.
You went to a movie.
She got free passes to go see stupid Dreamcatcher in Kentucky. And so we drove out there to go see that stupid, horrible movie. And then when we got back, we knew something was up because the lights were on in the house. The front door was open. And Nicole was like, there's a reason, you know, because it was kind of late. Yeah. And you came running out the front door. And Nicole.
It was cold outside.
And Nicole knew. She's like, I knew. Nicole's like, I knew. That's my sister. I knew it instantly what was you were going to tell me, and you ran out and told me you were pregnant and everything. Yeah. And I'm a dude, and how would you describe me? Because I'm not unemotional. I'm an emotional person with some things. I don't show excitement very well.
No.
I guess that's it. Every other emotion, and even if I am excited, I don't and it's not like I don't want to, like I'm not going to show you. I don't know how to express excitement very well. Never have. So if you ever meet me and you tell me something really cool, don't be surprised if I'm not like, woo, because it's just, I just don't.
Which is polar opposite to me.
I show emotion. I'm a very emotional person. Like, you know, I am a dude, but I'll cry sometimes. And I'm happy. I'm sad. I'm moody. My nickname was Moody. They used to call me Moody Man back at work. one of my jobs, like my dad always says, I'm grouchy. You're just moody. Or no, you're moody. I'm just grouchy. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I have mood swings. So I show emotion. You know, I'm definitely happy and sad. I'm happy more often than you are.
Oh, that's Shiloh.
Of course it is. Xander's laughing, though. No, that's Xander, and they're playing. Oh. They're playing. I can hear Shiloh talking.
All right.
Hold Love on. This part of the show. this is what happens when you're parents and you're trying to do a show and you got to, you know, let your kids take care of themselves because you don't want to. But, yeah, I show emotion just fine, but excitement. Excitement is a hard thing for me. I don't know why. It's not like I'm trying not to. I just don't. I get excited, but I don't express it, like, openly, like, woo, I'm excited, yay, jump up and down. It's just not my nature.
Yeah, you get a new computer, like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Thanks. Yeah. That's awesome.
That was a great
gift. We're going to Disney? Great. I'm excited about that. And the thing is, I love going to Disney. It's one of my favorite things on earth now is going to Disney with you and the kids. It's like, if I could do that every day of my life, I would live on Disney. But I just don't get overly, like, there's a few weird things, quirks about me. Like, we go to see a movie. I'm sure you and my friends have all noticed. Probably not going to talk about it when I first get out. Don't want to discuss it. Eventually.
No, and if you're asked, you tend to get a little
I might be like
huffy sounding.
Huffy, I'm just kind of like,
it's fine.
Yeah, I liked it.
But you have the with me when you talk to me.
I need time to process. You just need to let me be. I'm a thinker. I'm definitely a thinker.
How do I feel when I'm standing up out of my chair?
But I can
if
yeah,
I
see,
feel
I'm not
good
like
when
that.
I stand up out of my chair,
but you
I liked
like
it.
Crap sometimes when and I like crap sometimes too, but I mean for different reasons, and sometimes, you know, there can be a movie. I can tell you, I'm not sure how I felt about it yet. Give me time. And then I'll look at you later and go, yeah, I really liked it. But I had to think about it, decide if I liked it. It's just the way I am. But, so when you told me, I was happy. I was excited. But it's different, especially for a first-time father. It's different for a guy. We don't have that connection. Women spend 9 months building a connection. Men don't have it. But like I tell everybody, the second you see, I don't mean see your baby, the second you see the head starting to crown, the second you see anything, that's, at least for me and a lot of guys I've talked to.
That's my baby's head.
That's the second that you suddenly realize. I mean, how it's the weirdest thing on earth, anywhere, that you can fall so in love with something the second you see it. You don't even know it, but it's so weird. I saw the baby. I didn't even know this person, and I loved him so much the second I saw him. Weird. And that's something women... See, women are always like, you'll never be able to experience, you know, what it's like to carry a baby. I don't want to. I know it's
I
magical.
Loved it.
Ooh, it's
I
magical.
Loved being pregnant.
Nobody loves being pregnant. You love
I
the,
loved being
you
pregnant.
You love the thought that you have a baby inside of you. There's nothing else to love about it. What, the sore feet, the big belly, the nausea? Which part of it do you love?
I didn't really have the nausea.
Weird. You did a little bit, but it's not.
The first trimester with both, I was a little nauseous. I never threw up with any of them. And as long as I kept eating certain foods,
cereal,
peanut butter, eggs, cereal, oatmeal.
You ate a shite ton of cereal.
I did. And eggs. I would go through about 2 dozen eggs and...
But see...
About not quite 2 dozen eggs in a week.
The thing about me is...
Peanut butter.
I try to express... Because I know I'm like that about being getting real excited, I try to let you know that I am through other means. Because I don't want you to think I'm not. You know what I mean? Like, and you seem to know, like, it never seems to bother you. Like, oh, he just doesn't, you know, you understand now. We had a dry erase board. Do you remember that? On our fridge. And I wrote, we're having a baby. I'm the man.
Oh, yeah.
I still have the t-shirt because when we were actually our whole family was going on a cruise. Big family cruise. Your parents, your brother, his wife. Actually, they weren't even married at the time. They got married a week after we got back. My sister, your grandma, my mom, or I'm sorry, my dad and my stepmom, all of us went on a cruise together. And it was, we were going right a little bit after you found out. And because I remember you couldn't go. It was, oh my good Lord. We went on a cruise and I hung out with my sister almost the whole time because you were, see, that's what I mean. You never felt, how far? You weren't very far, but you were far enough. You were tired constantly.
I was tired a lot.
So my sister and I would
but
go.
But it was more, I didn't feel like doing the things that you wanted to do.
What things did I want to do?
I don't remember what stuff you did, but I mean, I did a lot on that cruise.
You didn't, and not, no, you did not a lot during the day, but every night you went back to the room and went to bed, like almost instantly. So I ran around with Nicole at night because you and I mean, we would do the shore excursion stuff.
I didn't miss the food at night.
But, well, we did dinner, but like me and Nicole went to the karaoke contest. We didn't sing, but it was like, it ran for like three nights. So like people would go and compete and then we got to watch them get further and further and just stuff like that we would do. And you just never, you always wanted to go back to the room and sleep. I remember you were all upset because you couldn't go horseback riding.
I was upset about that. I wanted to go horseback riding on the beach.
I could give a crap less. I don't like horses. I mean, I like horses, but they terrify me. So I like them from a distance.
I feel bad because I told the kids that I'd take them horseback riding this year. And
but, oh, good Lord, they'll live. But yeah, I wrote that on the board. I wrote, we're having a baby. I am the man. And I'm the man. And you... When we went on the cruise, we got back and we spent a couple days in Florida and our family spent a week. We were a week on a cruise and we were in Florida for like 2 days and they were there for another week. And you bought me that shirt in that gift shop. You remember that? I still have it. It says something like, number one dad, I'm the man.
Yes.
Or I am the man.
Yeah, I'm trying to picture the shirt.
Because you thought
it
was so funny because I'd written that on the board and then you found that shirt. I still have the shirt. It's kind of small. It always was a little small because you could only find it.
Yeah, it was the biggest that I could find.
It's like a medium, I think, and I wear like a large shirt, but I wear it under stuff sometimes. But yeah. And you have always been a pain in the butt when it comes to stuff, especially things like pregnancy. Now, I will say that you always hear like the women, you know, oh, my wife made me go pick her up stupid ice cream and pickles and weird hours. And I never had to deal with any of that. You had cravings at weird hours, but it was stuff
cottage
that...
Cottage cheese
what
all
that?
The time. I had to cut it. What? Oh, the clicking?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't notice it until you said that.
I don't know. It's irritating.
Well, now I can hear it. And I didn't hear it before. Well, anyway, yeah, I ate lots of cottage cheese, lots of eggs, peanut butter and jelly. I would get up at 2:30 and eat about
Look,
two bowls
it's in
of
there.
Cereal.
Hold on a second. Stop for a second.
Okay.
All right. I don't know what the clicky is. You guys won't be able to hear it. Sorry, we paused for a minute. Well, you probably won't be able to hear it in the finish show because I'm going to try to take it out. But this weird little click, 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 click. Move your phone.
I tried that.
Because phones sometimes interfere with recording stuff. Tell you what, just turn them both off till we're done. I doubt that's it. I'm sorry. Like I said, you guys won't even hear it, but because by the time I do this, it'll be gone. I'll take it out, but
that's
I hear it.
It's the first time I've turned off my
and
phone.
And it's annoying. And it just started out of nowhere. It's the first time you've turned off your phone.
Yeah. There it goes.
Anyway, you were talking about your weird cravings.
Oh, yeah. So at 2:30 in the morning, I would wake up and I would have two bowls of cereal. Then about 4, I would get up and I would fix myself 3 eggs sunny side up, 1 piece of toast with half strawberry and half grape jelly. And I would, all the yolks, I would like sop it up with my toast.
Disgusting.
And then I say in the morning, but around like 11 when I get up, I would fix myself.
You know, I was about to say some things never change, but... You never get up that early now.
Uh-huh. Anyway, I'd fix myself 2 or 3 packets of maple brown sugar oatmeal, and then I would have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich about an hour later.
Was it?
Peanut butter jelly time. Why didn't I see that coming? Anyway.
That's what time it
and
was.
And I would eat.
If I'd have known you were going to tell that story, I would have had that ready. I would have downloaded it.
I'm sad for
and
you.
And it'd have been like, peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
Anyway, and then I would, I'd eat cottage cheese throughout the entire day. I'd go through one of the big things of cottage cheese every 2 days.
Yes. And so you
that's
never,
about all I ever ate.
You never, ever, I never had to go get you anything. I don't recall one time having to get you anything.
No, because I was still doing the grocery shopping and I knew what I was eating, so I just made sure I had it in the house.
So, I mean, it was pretty easy to start the pregnancy. Car. But you were, yeah, because, yeah, well, we'll talk about that in a second. Mm. The pregnancy part of the pregnancy was pretty easy. You were always, you're like high risk, pain in the butt person.
Yeah, I was high risk, but I mean, I always felt fine.
Well, that's good.
I was in the hospital, I know, at least once, but I can't remember. Was it just once? That was just once.
I don't know.
Because I remember my Uncle Tommy was staying at my parents' house, and I was on my way back from Jack. You were just that one.
Time to sit back and relax while Heather babbles on.
Anyway, so I was on my way back from dropping you off at work.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden I started getting a nosebleed. And I'd never had a nosebleed before. So I had to pull over because it started gushing so bad and I couldn't get it to stop. Well, I was in daycare. I had first aid.
The baby was coming out her nose.
I know how I'm supposed to get rid of a nosebleed. And nothing I did. It'd been about an hour, and this cop had passed me 3 times. And at this point, I was using 2 of your shirts that you had in the back of your car. Mm. One was a button-up. One was just a shirt you used to throw over to keep the steering wheel from not being so hot in the summer.
Yeah, I did, too. I worked.
And I wound up moving myself over to the passenger side for some ungodly reason. And finally, this police officer comes by, and he sees me there just covered in blood. My shirt was ruined. Your shirts were ruined. He doesn't even ask if I'm okay, because I'm pregnant enough where you can see it. He calls 911. Has an ambulance there. I'm worried about the car. I just remember I was so worried about the car. It was very embarrassing, because one of Josh's friends
I have an itch under
ambulance.
My skin, and those suck.
That's weird.
You scratch it, but you can't quite get it. Let's talk about the car. What were you, about 7 months pregnant? When I get the phone call? And I don't remember if you called my dad or I called my dad. I don't remember when my dad came, but my dad came. Your dad came.
I was 6 months pregnant.
You got T-boned in a car.
I did.
When you were pregnant, and that was fun.
Yeah.
Rushing to the hospital.
Might hit my driver's side door.
You had a bruise, too, from the seatbelt.
Oh, gosh, yeah. My arm was bruised.
But that's
when
we learned some really interesting things. I've learned some really interesting things since then. You know, you hear people all the time go, oh, you could lose the baby. I'm not saying that can't happen, it can, but you know, it's really, really, God created us in such a way that your body protects the baby through a multitude of
things. And as long
as,
like, you wear the seatbelt properly, with the lap belt being under the bulge
you
of your belly,
you have to have
some
pretty major damage.
Mm-hmm. She's called him a horrible person.
No, she said you made it horrible.
I thought she said he was a horrible person.
Hold on for a second. Why be a parent?
Hey!
Oh, Jesus.
Be nice!
Okay.
Now she's laughing.
I don't know, it's amazing. See? I'm a great parent. But yeah, you were fine, though. You totaled the car, but you were fine. The car was totaled.
Yes.
But that's why we only
had
one car.
Yay.
And the best part is I had a Toyota Paseo, and I will tell you... You
that
had a
was
Ford
so
Focus.
Hard to get in and out of.
I will tell
I
you,
loved
a I loved my Paseo, but a Paseo is about as far away from any kind of family vehicle.
Do you remember how long we tried to get a car seat in
it? We got a car seat in it, but the problem was is...
it took us forever.
Trying to get the pumpkin seat into that car seat. Let me put it this way. My friend Stu is like 5'6", and his head would hit the back window when he tried to sit in the back seat. They're too. I mean, people can sit in the back, but they're little cars. They're not made for more. And it was a pain, which is why I ended up getting rid of it. And I got like a station wagon kind of deal, and so on and so forth. And now I drive the world's ugliest minivan. But yeah. So the thing is, when I will tell the I'll tell the tale of the night when you went into labor, because that was fun. I got, you guys called me, you and your dad called me at work. It was a Friday. And, I got, you guys called me and you said, your dad called me at work and said, I think, you know, I took her to the hospital. She's having pains. We think it might be contractions, blah, blah, blah. I said, okay. So I left work. It was a couple hours early, but you were back home. And because you went to the doctor, and you'd had a lot of problems with Braxton Hicks throughout your...
These felt different, though, so I thought
right.
they were...
So, but the doctor said, no, you're fine, you know, it could be a little while. So we went home, we were at home, it was a Friday night. You would often take showers when you started having these pains, because you said the water helped you feel better. So you went, I ordered a pizza from La Rosa's, which is a pizza place here in town.
Friends, we were at somebody's house.
No, we were at our house.
No.
Yes.
Before that night, we were at somebody's house. We came home, and that's when all of that started.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I wasn't feeling well.
Whose house were we at? See, you remember things, but then you don't remember things. We were at somebody's house. Whose? I don't know. I don't think we were at anybody's house. But no, we weren't, because you had been at the hospital or the doctor's earlier that day. I left work early to meet you guys because you were thought you were having contractions earlier, and we ended up going home. They sent you home, said you were fine. You told me, I'm going to take a shower because I'm feeling pain. I said, okay, I ordered a pizza. She's in the shower. I ordered a pizza, and I'm sitting there watching TV, and she yells out of the bathroom that her mucus plug. How gross is
no,
that?
No, because mine never broke. They had to actually break
it. But you thought it did. Because that's what you told me. You told me your water broke in the thing, and that's why I called your parents.
I never thought it did, though.
She did. She told me that happened, so I called her parents, and I said, we're going to the hospital. I need you to do me a favor and call and cancel the pizza I just ordered, which is exactly what happened. Whether it actually broke or not isn't the point. You thought it did when you were in the shower, because you said, because when the doctor told, there was a whole conversation we had with the doctor, and I remember almost all of it, but you're going to sit here and tell me I'm wrong, but I'm not wrong. Because when you told the doctor that, we were telling the doctor about it, and he told you, no, you can have a little bit of seepage and stuff, but if it would have broke, you would have known it. That's exactly what he told you. You thought it because of a little bit, I guess, or something. I don't know. I wasn't in the shower.
I was spotting. There was a little bit of blood, and I was worried about that.
But the doctor told you you would know if your water broke, because that's, I guess you would know. I don't know. I haven't had it happen.
Everybody says it's like you peed yourself.
Right. We went to the hospital. The stupid nurse tried to send you home.
Yeah, and I said I wouldn't go.
We spent hours walking up and down a hallway.
Until I collapsed. That was very embarrassing.
I got to sleep. They didn't have any stupid little bed things, so I got to pull one of them stupid chairs up and try to sleep on it. And you gave birth the next day. Wasn't even very long.
That morning.
You never, either of them, you didn't have long labor. And you didn't have difficult labor either. We joke around about it. You were watching some flipping.
I was watching Extreme Makeover Home Edition with Shyla.
Yeah.
Xander, I wasn't. They were worried I was going to go low on blood sugar.
But, I mean, that's the way they both went. We were just really simple, nothing. We didn't really have a hard time. Labor didn't last long.
I mean, I was testy, but I wasn't.
You weren't really testy.
A little bit. Like, my mom would irritate me, or you would irritate me.
I didn't irritate.
Like, you were trying to hold, one of you were trying to hold the puke bucket for me. I'm like, just get it out of my face.
That wouldn't have been me.
But I wasn't yelling. I didn't yell at anybody. I wasn't.
And being the dad and being in the room, when the baby's born, after the second the baby's born, I actually get to do more than you got to do. You had to lay there for a few minutes and get to do anything, but I get to walk over. You know, when they're cleaning the baby off and everything, I was there for all that. You had to stay in a little bed while I got to walk over with them.
I didn't want to see it. I don't
want to see it.
I kept telling them to move the mirror. I didn't want to see any of that.
And
gross.
There was no way I was going
to
cut an umbilical cord.
I was sick
cord.
To my stomach because of all the popsicles they gave me mixed with the anesthetic. I was like, oh, gosh.
Nuts.
But as soon as they gave them to me, I'm like, oh, instantly I'm better.
That baby could have been covered in vomit and cow shit, and I would have still held it. Didn't matter at that point.
I was ready to hold him. I didn't care whether they cleaned him up or not.
You know what? I love it because I've known some pretty tough dudes, that very unemotional guys that bald when they're baby. You just can't not. And I told everybody, no, I probably won't. I'm just not that kind of person. And I did, man. And then when we went to have Shiloh, I was like, well, I'm ready this time. I mean, we had one. Nope, bald again. It's amazing. It's the coolest thing ever. It really is.
Yeah.
Gross as it is. It does. Not one time did I think this was gross while it was happening. It just didn't. Never crossed my mind.
So
it's
I felt
weird.
Nauseous.
It's so
the,
weird.
They
though.
Had that mirror up there. I kept asking them to move the mirror.
It's so
and they
weird
do
to
it.
Watch a baby's head come out of it. It's like, whoa. That's a person. It's like I've seen.
Does that gross
movies.
You out? No. Like,
no. Why would it gross me out? It's awesome.
No, I mean afterwards, like the thought of having sex. Did that gross you
well,
out?
At first, no. That's why nobody has sex with.
They
you tell
don't
you
have sex after because they tell no, a woman you're not allowed to.
That's what they tell you because they're giving the men
and
time to get
women
used to it.
Feel like having sex afterwards.
That's
I
what they tell you.
That.
That's what they tell you. But they're really giving us time because we can't just jump back in there. That'd be gross. I'm weird. No, it's not. It's to me, it's weird
yeah,
having sex
about that.
While a woman's, you know, when you're far along, and women want to. You're always women want to have sex when they're real pregnant, and for some dudes like myself, it's kind of awkward. It's like one thing you don't ever want is your child seeing you having sex, and like I definitely don't want them seeing it from the inside. That's weird. What if I poke them in the brain pan?
You're not even in the same spot.
Anyway, So yeah, we had Xander.
The end.
Pretty much. I mean, it was cool. He's cool. I love him. He's awesome.
He was such a good baby. Oh my gosh, he was a good baby.
Oh,
he
no,
slept.
He
was. I never had a stitch of problem.
You're
out of him.
Full
he
of crap.
Always
Once
sleeping.
Again, you are not remembering the world the way it was. I had a hard time.
When I
we
started
will,
back
we
to
will
work,
talk
you
about
did,
that
I
soon.
Didn't. I didn't have that
We'll
problem
talk about that soon. About
I never got to witness that.
About how difficult it was to be a father and not be prepared for that. You're never prepared, but I mean, like the things I didn't know and the things that bothered me because I thought I was a horrible person for feeling certain things. It turns out everybody I've ever talked to felt that way, but I know that at the time. That's hopefully that's what this show will do. If you'll learn little things and you'll be like, really? Well, that's normal? Yes, it's normal. You worked second shift and you went back to work. You didn't work.
I worked part time second shift at that insurance
and,
company.
Oh, good Lord. I would pick him up.
Insurance.
I'd leave work and pick him up at your parents. And he would cry and cry. And no matter what I did, I'd give him a bottle. I'd try to rock him. I couldn't get him to go to sleep to stop crying. And finally, he would fall asleep a lot of times on my chest. And I knew I'd look at the clock. I'm like, Heather will be home in 2 hours. And I would lay perfectly still in one spot for 2 hours with this child on my chest because I didn't want him to start crying again. And I didn't know what else to do. Like, he would just flip out. And I would find little things to occupy his time for a bit. But, Lord.
I only did it for about 2 months, I think.
Yeah, well.
Only worked for about 1-2 months, something like that.
I don't know, but it was horrible.
And it was too hard for me to be away from him anyway, but I never had any problems with him.
Horrible. He would cry nonstop for hours.
He just wanted his mom.
And I would try anything to get him stopped. And I told somebody once, I felt so horrible. I broke my heart because I was like, I just want to just throw him out the window. No, I didn't say that. I said, I just want to shut him in the room or something like that. It was Ashley. Ashley, my sister's like, oh, good Lord, I almost threw Isaiah out the window. You just, it's, you know, when you're.
I shut myself in the bathroom once.
I felt horrible. Like, I broke down crying in front of a couple of people, her and a friend of mine once, because I felt like such a bad parent. And they both started laughing. They're both like, what are you talking about, man? Everybody feels that way. I'm like, you mean I'm not just a bad person? They're like, no, we all feel that way sometimes. You just, it's hard when it's your first kid and you're dealing with stuff you've never dealt with. Trust me, if you're out there and you're a new parent, it's normal. You'll be okay. Don't actually throw them out the window and you're okay.
Yeah.
Because then what happens is one night when you're changing their diaper, you pinch their boobie and go, boobie, boobie, and they start laughing. And I'm talking a newborn crack laughing so hard that had me in tears too. But because I was laughing so hard at him laughing, I'll never forget that. His first laugh, man, he just, you know, it was the cutest thing
in the
world.
And I was
in
the hallway for it. I wasn't even in his room.
I hit the floor. I was laughing so hard. It was the cutest thing ever.
I heard him from the hallway and I came running and I missed it.
So they stop the crying eventually. Well, no, they don't. What am I talking about? But they stop
He's
that
eight.
Crying.
When
they
stop does that,
that
stop?
Crying eventually, and it's all good. And you've got awesome little people that you can teach them how to moon their sister, and then their sister can go moon her entire
class.
Gym class. So yes. That happened.
It was nice.
But I never mooned her. I only mooned the boy. He mooned her. That's not my fault. I didn't tell him
to.
But that's what you get to do when you have kids. You get to persuade them to do fun stuff. So, but we got Xander out of that deal.
I'm glad you guys got to hear all of that grossness.
We got to have Xander out of that deal, and we'll talk about Shiloh eventually, too.
Yay, which, baby girl.
We should probably mention that in between the two, we did lose a baby. So, we forget that sometimes, I think.
I never forget that. I never will forget it.
I forget
that
it all
very,
time. Like, not forget
it's
it, forget
not
it.
It's something I talk
about
very
it.
Often, but it yeah. was...
Well, again,
that's
different for guys.
That, yeah,
it
that's
sucks,
something
but
that'll
it's
weigh on me
for
forever.
Yeah, it happened.
You're an ass. I'm not even going to say a jerk.
we didn't need that one.
That is a horrible
I
thing
I know
to
it
say.
Is. Somewhere in heaven, we have a little baby, and that's going to be cool someday. So I am a horrible person. I have, when it comes to... death and things like that, I have a weird sense of humor because it's the only way I have learned to adapt. It's not unusual being at a funeral with me and me to start cutting jokes. But then I'll cry a few minutes later. Nah, it is definitely, and you weren't very far
it's
along.
Your coping mechanism.
Just a couple months along with that one. But it was definitely hard on you.
I was almost to my, to that 3.5 month mark.
So it was a lot harder for you than, you know, but yeah, that was a fun day. We'll talk about that on some
we're
other show.
Our TV. We were at Costco.
But, but I mean, getting to go up there and find out, it was not fun. But yeah, we lost one in between them and, but then we had another one. And, that's when I decided I was done. You tried to talk me into another one. Then, but just recently, you told me, you're like, I think I'm good with two.
Because I don't want to be in
See, here's the
my
thing, though. You're
a
woman,
a
like,
that
don't you
me.
Miss having a baby? And I'm like, nope.
See, I don't care what anybody says. I loved being pregnant. I would love to
That's
be pregnant
fine.
Again.
Yeah, well, get that attitude out your head. That can backfire, as we've seen happen. People love to be pregnant. You know, they tend to get pregnant a lot. Have 50 kids. No, I mean, I loved the babies when they were babies, and if we had another kid, I would love it every bit as much as I love these two, but I like them growing up. I like each age of their life a little bit more than the one before.
I just wish it would go a little slower.
Well, that's life.
I wish I could enjoy each age a little bit longer. I'm not ever ready for the next one.
I can't believe I'm 35 years old sometimes. I'm starting to lose some hair. And
I can't believe I'm 30.
What are you going to do? We're going to play a quick game. We're going to play what I call word association, and let's analyze your answers.
Oh, no.
I got 10 words. I'm going to give you the word. It's word association. You know how this works. I give you the word. You tell me the first. Don't look at the screen. And you're going to tell me the first thing that pops into your head.
I can't get comfortable.
Well, deal.
I need a squashy armchair.
We don't have one. All right, you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
First word, pancakes.
Syrup.
You mean syrup?
Nope, syrup.
Not a real word.
It is.
Syrup.
Syrup.
Second word, movies.
Real.
Third word, breathe.
Air. Oh, no, clouds.
No, that's not how the word association works, hon. You say the first thing that comes to your mind. Telephone.
Cord.
Angry.
Very imaginative. Red.
Sex. Say the first word that popped into your head.
Bed.
No, it wasn't. You're lying.
I don't...
Something popped into your head and you just didn't say it. Hot.
Sun.
High school.
Musical.
You're gay. Jet.
Plane.
Ooh. That's original.
It's the first thing that popped into my head. I'm
static.
Sorry. TV.
All right. I said pancakes. You said syrup. You're a glutton. That's what I get from that.
Why?
Because I said so. The next word was movies, and you said reel.
Yeah, like a movie reel.
Oh, well, that's not what I wrote.
You know,
I wrote reel.
Or, you know,
like R-E-A-L, and that just means you're naive and you believe that they're really happening.
You're stupid.
Shows your ignorance.
R-E-E-L.
Oh, how could I have ever thought it would be real when you said reel?
Well, obviously that's going to be the first thing that you should put together.
Why?
You have one somewhere around here.
I don't.
Or the little roll.
I had that in a long time.
Whatever.
I said breathe. You said air.
Yes. But I'm picturing like air, like in the sky, like blue. You know, like the wind blowing.
Okay.
I think in pictures, not really words. So.
I said telephone. You said cord. I think that means that you secretly want to strangle me with a telephone cord.
Yes.
Because I said angry and you said red. And as we all know, that in the certain sunlight, my beard is red. So I think you want to choke me with a phone cord and get rid of all the air in my lungs.
Keep going. You're spot on so far.
I said sex. You said bed. I think that means you're unimaginative and kind of boring.
Thank you.
I said hot. You said sun. I mean, really? At least you didn't say cold, I guess. High School Musical. I think I already expressed what I thought about that.
Shut up.
Jet. You said plane. I would have preferred if you would have said airliner, because then I could have at least said, well, she's going with the Steve Miller route here. But you just said plane.
Maybe I'm going to kill you on a plane.
Maybe. I'd like to see you try. I'm going to throw your ass out. And I said
come up behind you
static.
With the cord.
You said TV, and I really have no response.
Yeah, you know, the white and black. Like.
Yeah, thank you. What is static? Please explain. It's the ugliest face ever. I'm so glad you could tell me what static is.
That's static is that noise. You're stop. Stop. You make me. I'm gonna hit you. Stop it.
She hit me. She hit me. Call 911.
I warned him ahead of time. He just kept on going.
Oh, well, that's the way it works in those situations. I told him I was going to hit him. They didn't listen, so I hit him.
Which is what's going to happen when I strangle you with the phone cord. I'm going to warn you ahead of time. I shoot you.
You don't own a gun.
You're right.
I do that to KC all the time on Geekin' News. I'll start playing sound effects while he's trying to read his stories. And me and Stu will just laugh because he gets sidetracked. He's like, he tries so hard and he just loses it. We just lose it. It's so funny.
Okay.
Well, that was the show this week. I think we don't have anything else. And
how come I don't ever get to do games with you? You just do them with me.
When have you ever attempted to come up with a game? What, am I supposed to give you 10 words to give me?
No, but give me a heads up. Say, hey, I'm
I don't have a heads
game.
Up. I thought that up 5 minutes before you walked in the room, man.
Well, I could have been writing down words while we were doing this.
Could you have written down words? Would you think I wasn't going to catch that? I could have written down some words. How you think you is? I got me an education.
Yes, I was hoping you would miss
You're
that.
You're ignorant.
I could have been writing down words while we were sitting here.
If you would have done that, then you wouldn't have been paying attention to anything else.
I would have been just as attentive. I'm getting stop. Stop it!
Ow. She hit me again. Oh.
You deserved that.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it. Thanks for listening.
The end.
Write us. Tell us your story. I talked to my dad and my stepmom. I think we can get them to
I think so.
I know my dad will do it.
I'm pretty sure Mary Grace would.
She might not talk much. You think she will?
I don't think she will at first, but I think when she warms up to it in the next, like the first 5-10 minutes,
but
I think
my dad
be fine.
Will. And if I can't get them both, I'm going to get my dad on here because that'll be fun. That'll be a lot of fun.
So. If we take the stuff over there, she'll definitely do it.
So write us show@pennycult.org. Please write us and tell us your stories. I got at least 3 couples that said they would. Guys. But I haven't
you
heard
know
from
who
them.
You are.
I haven't heard from them yet. So, but I've talked to them recently. So, and they're all really busy, and I understand that, especially right now.
Whatever. It's just
Christmas season.
Christmas season. Come
next
on.
Weekend, we got some really cool stuff going on. But it'll be a couple weeks before you get to hear about it. But we're going out with some friends of ours. We're going to go to a special movie and a dinner at this old historical theater. So it'll be a really good time. So I'm looking forward
Yay!
To that.
It's going
to
be fun.
And we'll fill you in on how the Tastefully Simple party went. What are we going to talk about next week? I don't know. I haven't decided yet. We'll come up with something, though. We always do. Maybe we'll talk about some vacations or something.
Oh, that would be fun.
And probably the week after, we will we'll do some Christmas stuff.
I did that just for you, and you didn't even notice.
Okay. We'll probably do some Christmas, talk about some Christmas past stuff before the kids and whatnot. So, but I think that's it. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We're going to go out on a very special song tonight. And that's all I got to say about that.
What is it?
It's a very special song. And, yeah, write us. And until next time, guys, why did I say I do? Is that better this time? I don't remember what it is I actually say. I should have never said I do. I don't know why I did. You tricked me.
Whatever. Oh! Is this one that you did? It is.
You don't know?
Yes, I can hear the guitar in the background. It's different than the other music.
It's all... Well, it's synthesizer. There's 2 guitars. Glad you can hear it.
And only one person... Only one
see the pyramids along the Nile. Watch the sunrise from a tropic island.
Yes.
Just remember,
that's
darling,
me.
All the while
singing.
You belong.
This was a Valentine's
to
present.
Me.
Best Valentine's present ever.
See the marketplace in Old Angier. Send me photographs.
See, I'm romantical.
And just remember when the dream appears, you belong to me.
Good night.
And I'll be so alone without you. Maybe you belong some too. Fly the ocean in a silver plane. See the jungle in its wet with rain. Just remember till you're home again, you belong to me. So alone without you, maybe you be lonesome too. Fly the ocean in a silver plane, see the jungle when it's red with rain. And just remember till you're home again, you belong to me.